Cincinnati transportation and engineering officials are moving forward with plans for stopping landslides along parts of Columbia Parkway. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. City Council last week approved $17 million for that work. Director Joe Vogel updated a committee Tuesday on the process.
We've received 7 responses from contractors to our request for information. We've narrowed it down to 4, and then we're going to put out an RFP, which is the second step, and we expect to receive those by the end of May and then make a decision.
Besides the work on Columbia Parkway that will cause lane restrictions, separate projects on Riverside Drive will also cause traffic headaches. That involves repaving and storm sewer replacement. The sewer work will completely close Riverside for a month in June and July.
We will get Riverside Drive reopened before we start the mega wall. And during all this work, these 6 projects, our intention is to keep one lane open each way on Riverside and Columbia Parkway, at least one lane.
Work on Columbia Parkway could be delayed so the Riverside Drive work can be fully completed. Councilmember Greg Landsman has been pushing for the landslide work to begin soon, and he may suggest city administrators rethink delaying it. Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.